Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to HTS Pro Talk, your weekly Halo Esports podcast. This is episode 340 for the week of May 19th, 2024. The title of this week's episode is Getting Reps Before London. My name is Josh, a.k.a. JK Fire. This week, I'm joined by the man in the Kevin Garnett jersey, Will, a.k.a. I am Mr. Mayhem. Wolves in seven. Will, how are you doing on this Monday evening?
I'm doing all right, man. How about yourself?
I am doing well as well. We have something to celebrate. I know we're not anywhere near the finals yet, but we have something to celebrate in terms of Minnesota sports. It's been a little while since we've been able to do that. So yes, Will and I, it's been a while since we've been celebrating Minnesota sports. So we are both wearing Timberwolves jerseys and we're having the time of our lives. And I've never felt this way before. Is that the lyric?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. There we go. We're two for two, two for two on musical lyrics. All right. Will, we're not here to talk about sports though. We're here to talk about Halo among other things. So Will, I'm going to ask you actually now before I even ask you, we have a little brief announcement here. If you missed it, you can check out our interview with the 2023 Esports Awards Color Caster of the Year, Dan Gaskin. It's on all your favorite podcast services and on YouTube. Go check it out. Links are included in the Google Doc in the show notes of the show. Exclamation point show notes in chat if you're tuning in live. To everybody that is tuning in live, welcome. Hope everyone's having a great fucking night. We got some things to talk about. Bart, thank you for the 3-month resub. You get a woo! Greatly appreciated. Will, do you want to know what's coming up on this week's episode of the show?
What do we got?
HTS tournaments and players not being paid go together like peanut butter and jelly. Speaking of HTS tournaments, the Atlanta dates have finally been fucking announced. And while we don't know who it is yet, as of recording this episode, Foe has been signed. Foe has officially been signed. We don't know who it is yet, but They have a real organization, and it's just a matter of time before that gets announced. What's up, Sniffit? Welcome back. Says Poppy Loose, motherfuckers. Hey, guys, been a minute. Says, stop by. Have a great stream. Catch you on the pod. Much love. Much love to you as well. And yeah, that Knock Loose record goes fucking dummy hard. Riz says it's the Swole Daddies. It's not, but that's hilarious. That I just love how that continues to happen. All right, well, let's get into some competitive news. Players are still waiting on Faceit payments. This is by many. Rice says, has anyone received the HTS prize money for the first three open series of the year yet? Again, let me repeat what he said. Has anyone received the HTS prize money for the first three open series of the year? Scoobmeister says, please help all of us, Faceit Halo. Best man, the coach of Shopify, chimed in and says, my team hasn't been paid from the cups or the off-season tournament 4v4s and FFAs, and all forms have been filled out. We're owed money far back as early as December. And then Super CC says, same here. So, again, yet another fucking classic instance of players not getting paid probably when they should have. Again, I don't think we know when, like, Faceit's invoice terms are, whether it's net 30, 60, 90, whatever. But still, fucking stupid regardless, and they should get their shit figured out and pay the fucking players. Moving to a more positive note, Halo Data Hive has an update. This is by Halo Data Hive, and I say positive because I don't know why people are looking this in such a weird negative way. Like, I'm going to read what the update is, and If you went to the actual tweet, you see there's a lot of discourses like, why the fuck would somebody want to do this? How about we just leave people alone and let them do what they want? Here's the update. You can now make your Halo Infinite service record, matches, and progression charts private on Halo Data Hive so that only you can view them. This is going to be managed on your Halo Data Hive account. This also makes your stats private when someone looks up your stats on the comparison page. Again, who fucking cares? Leave people alone. If they want to make their stats private, then let them make them private. Like, who cares? It doesn't affect you in the slightest. If anything, kind of makes you look like a piece of shit because you're trying to look up people's stats, you can flame them or something. Like, leave them alone. Who cares? If somebody wants to private their stuff, I'm not saying I'm going to, but I'm just saying if people in general want to private their stats, let them do it. It's okay. It's not going to affect you at all. Let them be. Next up, this one's really fucking cool. Complexity and Women of Halo Tournament have been announced. This is by Complexity. In collaboration with Women of Halo, we're proud to announce Coalescent Combat, presented by Lenovo Legion. $5,000, June 15th. It's a 4v4 with three Women of Halo participants and one HCS Pro. Players from the Women of Halo community can apply at the link included in the Google Doc of the show notes of the show, exclamation point, show notes in the chat. Tyler says, until pros do it and you can't see scrim scores, I doubt they'd ever do that. I highly doubt they'd ever do that. PD, it is very close to 343, and we were in talks to potentially get something going for that episode. I'm not going to say it's going to happen because, you know, scheduling and whatnot, it might be difficult, but trying to get something going for it. Tyler says, already have match history private in game for some. I mean, okay. I mean, who cares? Who cares? Guess what? Scrims don't matter. Done. HCS Atlanta dates are finally announced. They're finally announced. Will, it finally fucking happened.
Yeah. everyone's been waiting for these goddamn dates. It took way too long. I'm assuming, personally, I believe that with the phase shakeup, had to do something with that. But yeah, it's finally here, you know?
They are finally here.
Be patient, overly patient.
Yes, we had to be very patient for these. There was this speculation going around. Will, we had talked privately about whether, like, what would happen. Again, we weren't saying it was going to be, but we had that thought in the back of our head of, like, what happens if they cancel this event? Like, what happens if this event doesn't happen? Not saying it wouldn't, just saying what if, right? The implications surrounding it, considering it was an actual major with an open bracket and a lot of money tied to this, so on and so forth. It was always, what the fuck is going to happen? But lo and behold, no need to worry. The event is actually going to take place. But I am... oh, man. Will I have, like, the weirdest concerns with this event coming up? And I'll get to it in just a second. But here is the information. The dates are finally locked. We'll see you this summer at the HCS Atlanta 24 Major hosted by FaZe Clan, July 26th through the 28th. So the last weekend in July. It's at the Gateway Center Arena in Atlanta, Georgia. You can sign up. Here's the... Okay, this thing fucking is crazy to me. You can sign up for ticket pre-sale right now. Okay. And when you select the link to sign up for ticket pre-sale, it's a Google form that basically has no information whatsoever, other than enter in your information and send that shit. It is the most... It feels to me like the most grassroots way to have signups, but you're a major organization. It's just, it's so bizarre and it feels so weird to me. And the other thing that's weird to me, because I don't think we've ever heard a statement like this before, Will. Okay. So Tashi retweeted like the date announcement, right? And he said, thanks for your patience. We're really excited to partner with FaZe for this major. Shaping up to be a really unique experience. See you there. Now, I understand it could just be PR speech or whatever. I understand, but I don't think he's ever said a statement like that before. Shaping up to be a really unique experience. What the fuck does that mean? What does unique experience mean, Will?
At this point, that not worth speculating. I'm just going to wait and see.
I like what that is.
It could be anything, you know?
I like that idea. I like just waiting and see.
The fact that we've taken or seen terminology like unique or special or whatever, and then it's not turned out to be so great or not what we expected, still, like, they've done something cool in the past, but not just to the level of expectations when they've used phrasing like that before. So for me, it's like, cool it. Don't get hyped up about it. Just see what it is and go from there. If it is unique, cool. If it's awesome, even better. If it's just like, oh yeah, that's different, but don't really care. Unique is still a workable word in that situation. Fine. You know, that's, I don't know what else to tell you. Like, expectations in check here.
I like that idea of keeping expectations in check, because that's exactly what I'm doing. My bar is at the lowest it could go, Will. Like, we are, my bar, obviously I have my expectations for what a major should be. Like, don't get me wrong. But, like, my bar for worst experience is Arlington last year. So let's see if it can be better than that bar. You know what I mean? Let's just see if we can get over that one. A real quick, I want to catch up on chat because Tyler brings up a good point. Why even do a pre-sale at this point? I agree. Like, who fucking cares? Just announce when tickets are going to be available. Like, it doesn't need to be this difficult. You don't need to fucking gauge interest. Just say when you already announced the dates of the major. That's great. Now just announce when tickets are going to be available to be sold and done. What's up, Tiger Tom? Welcome back.
He left his own son stream to come say hi.
Man.
Damn. I feel special.
I say he loves us more.
Maybe.
Yeah.
It's possible.
Just say you love us more than your own son, okay? Can you just do that? That'd be great. Just go over to your son's stream. Go over to Lucid stream and just say, hey, I love ProTalk more than you. Just a heads up. I'm just kidding. We love Lucid. And we're excited to see what Optic are able to do here coming up in London. Let's see.
Yeah, the other thing that chat's been talking about is the part of Atlanta that it's in. It's very sketchy. One of the highest crime rates in America.
Yep.
Just a little unnerving for people who aren't used to that.
Yeah, we're going to have a lot of fun. And by fun, I mean, we'll see. we'll have to wait and see. I don't know, man. We were talking about it in Discord as well. And I think, I forgot who brought it up exactly, but it might have been Corey or somebody else, but somebody brought up, like, if you're that worried about it, which I can understand, like, especially now that I'm in a father like role, like, I am nervous about things and stuff like that. But, like, they brought up a good point of, like, if you're that worried about it, just have the mindset or game plan of you're at the venue for the event. And as soon as you're done with the event, go back to your Airbnb or go back to your hotel, wherever you're staying. Don't worry about going out and doing stuff after the event, so on and so forth. Like, have your game plan, stick to it. And I assume things will be fine. So,
yeah.
Can you tell Snag, fuck you? Snag, fuck you.
Snag and Ashley are apparently hanging out.
Wait, like what? Like right now?
Ashley put in chat, hello from the bar with Snag.
Oh, goddamn. Well, why the fuck weren't we invited? This is bullshit. I think we have to ban Snag. I think that's what we got to do now.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think, hey, let's leave it up for a vote for chat. Hey, chat, do you think we should ban Snag? Yes or no? I'll wait.
A wild Snag appeared in Texas.
Snag says, because you smell. Wow, that's very not nice, guys. Cool people only? Shit. All right. Sir Bandos, thank you for the follow, by the way. Welcome to the live show.
Yeah.
No, because then we can't say fuck you. We can, though. If we ban, we can still say fuck you. You can also message him on Discord. Or on Xbox Live. You can message him on Xbox Live as well, because he loves that. He loves when he gets spammed with messages on Xbox Live telling him to go fuck himself.
Don't start that.
Right, Snag? Right? What's up, Verb? Welcome back. Godzilla, welcome back as well. It's okay. We won't ban him. He loves people telling him to twist his dick. He does. That's one of his favorite things. It's one of his absolute favorite things. These are the top three favorite things of Snagalicious in the chat right now. One, pistachio cream lattes from Starbucks. Two, being told to go fuck himself in Xbox Live messages. And three, people tell him to go twist his dick. That's it.
I hope people know that meme.
I hope so too. I can't hear over the chugging of beers. Wow. Okay, bro. So yeah, a really unique experience. I don't know what the fuck that means, but we'll see what that's going on. Verb says, anyone seen Coach Bestman? He's been in hiding since Sunday. He's fled the country. John's got him in the witness protection program. Relax, Verb. Jesus Christ. Just because a pickup team fucking beat Shopify.
Still some of the best players around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Be real.
All right. Regarding VIP tickets, because they still don't have this shit figured out yet. Jocelyn asks, do you know if there are going to be VIP ticket options or are they all standard? And Div replied, we're working through it all, but we'll have more to share on offers very soon and before tickets go on sale. Well, tickets better go on sale fucking soon. God damn it. This just seems such like a... Bandos, that's a great question. Where the fuck have you been this whole time? But you're here now, and that's all that matters. You cannot ban anyone until you have 1K average per episode. I can do whatever the fuck I want, Tom. I'm not going to ban somebody yet. Don't worry. So yeah, the Atlanta Major, it is such a weird vibe to me. I'm still planning on going, but it's just such a weird fucking vibe to it. FaZe were previously owned by another entity. The previous owner of FaZe comes back and kicks everybody the fuck out, basically has a bare bones team, repurchases the company back. Like, Ash got banned from their Discord for asking a simple question as to when the dates are going to be announced. We have an update to that, by the way. Ash is now no longer banned in that Discord, which is the funniest fucking thing. And then we finally get the date announcement. It sounds like it's in a not great location. We still don't have information on when tickets are going to be available. We still don't have information on what if there's going to be VIP available. It's going to be a unique experience. This shit just feels fucking weird. So, Will, I like what you said. We'll just have to wait and see. Keep expectations in check. It's a great way to look at it. And I'll do the same. I'll do the exact same, and we'll see what happens there. Oh, my God. Soap Whoopi, welcome back. Oh, man. Okay. Dark Lord of Science, appreciate that. But hey, we like watching them too. All right. And then finally, because the Atlanta dates were announced, Will, we have an addendum, I guess you could say, to the Open Series leading up to Atlanta. So with the announcement of the FaZe Clan Major dates, we have re-added a tournament to the HCS Open Series Road to Atlanta. So the Open number one will be on June 9th, the second will be on June 16th, and the third Open will be on June 23rd. With the qualifiers taking place June 29th and the 30th. Again, the thing to keep in mind here, folks, those who place top six at London, okay, so the upcoming major in just over a week, the top six of that event will lock in the top six seeds going into Atlanta. So the qualifier for Atlanta will be the same like it was for the qualifier for London, where the top six teams or the top whatever teams from that region don't have to compete in it because they already have their seed locked. Okay, so just keep that in mind. Oh, man. And that's it for the regular. That's it for the competitive news. What the fuck am I talking about?
I was going to say, do we know... are those going to be like Sunday, Thursday tournaments yet? Or have they not announced?
Well,
are they just... Because they're all like single dates except for the qualifier.
I think we'll have to wait and see, Will. Another one of those.
Yeah,
I'm a little curious on that too. If Ash was here, he'd probably be able to clear it up for us right away. I don't see that motherfucker around right now. I'm a little upset about it. I'm going to call him out. Just kidding. All right. Will, that means it's time for...
Roster Media!
Just a few things to go over this week. First, we'll start with BH3 Esports. It's going to be Kimbo, Milzy, Sunrise, Zovey with Trickledore as a coach. A Proton has officially signed Collect. So that's all said and done now. And then Foe has been signed to an organization, although they won't tell us what one yet. From Wonder Boy, he says, been a long saga finding the right landing spot. Thank you, Foe fans, for your support and patience through our journey. Excited and happy to say we found our new home. Today marks the end of Foe. So while Foe is out, question marks in. And they said, I don't know if the announcement's coming today, tomorrow, and the day before the event. Who knows? We'll see.
That's the thing. I'm waiting to see if this happens. It has to happen going into London, right? Like it kind of it kind of feels like this was set up perfectly to be an announcement heading into London. But yeah, Wonder Boy, real quick foreshadowing into the future of the show, because he has a belated birthday that we're going to shout out later, but in his tweet, there was some confusion as to whether or not an announcement was going to come that day for the Foe like roster announcement. And he said, no.
Yeah.
So they're still finishing things up. But yes, they have been signed. It's just a matter of time before they can actually state what it is. PD says, I can confirm it is not with Pash United despite all the rumors. Okay. Awesome. Thank you for that. Blackout with the 6-month resub. You get a woo! Thank you so much for the resub. Welcome back. All right. Sweet. Well, thank you very much, Will, for reading through those.
Oh, yeah.
That means it's time for your upcoming tournaments of the week presented by the non-existent NoobCombo.com. Don't go to NoobCombo.com for all your Halo esports needs because that shit don't exist anymore.
Might need to change that, Josh.
I don't want to change it. It's got to stay. It's got to stay. Fuck you, Maddie. On Saturday, May 25th, the Halo Lives On Piffball Tournament takes place and the SWATstalgia MCC Halo 3 SWAT Tournament takes place as well. Shell, thank you for the 3-month resub. You get a woo! Greatly appreciated. Welcome back. Thank you so much for the resub. Snag says, wow, too soon. Fuck that. He was here last week, okay? He was here last week for the sentimental statement that I provided. And now I get to throw shit his way because his name is staying in the goddamn show. That's it. For your upcoming tournaments of the week, formerly presented to you by NoobCombo.com. Make sure you don't go to NoobCombo.com for all your Halo esports needs because it doesn't fucking exist. And hashtag fuck you,
Maddie Rums.
There's the buttons. Yep. Yep.
Will, Scrim Tournament League recaps. What do we got?
Scrim's available for all regions at HaloDataHive.com, I think. Is it .com? It's got to be .com. Yeah. Just search Halo Data Hive. You'll find it. On May 13th, FaZe went up against Shopify. It was a 9-1 going to FaZe. SSG 11-2 against Sentinels. On May 14th, Shopify went 6-6 even with Proton. May 15th, SSG went up against Proton an 8-6 scrim. Sentinels took on Proton as well. Sentinels won that 9-2. And then on May 18th, SWAT Esports won 10-6 against Native Gaming. I was just saying, I was wondering why there was a link there. I was confused.
I forgot to put the rest in, so that's my bad.
You're good.
Clearly, my mind was not focused because it's fucking scrape results. But you know, whatever.
It is what it is. Uber Nick and Steel Series 1v1 tournament results. And third, fourth was Carson Lutz and Promo. Second went to Accelerate, and first went to Meanest. Hey, PD in the chat. Passion United draft tournament results. Fourth place went to Not Like Us. This was Zev, Womptastic, Maddie, and Brex. Third went to Duck, which was Dismal, Selkie, Carpal, and Ultras. Second went to Team Camp. This was Poppy Coolbeans, Land Decisive, Camp, and Shadow. And then taking home the first place prize was BBL Drizzy's. This was Lot of Talent, Donut is MLG, iBlood Reyna, and Bejesus?
Bejesus.
Bejesus. Oh, that's a J, but the little line underneath is...
Yeah.
It's saying that's not a real word, so the line is like cutting off the J for me, so it just looks like an I.
Like half of these Bejesus. Fucking names.
It is what it is. Oh, all right.
Snag says, vintage new combo shirt for sale, $8,000, no low ballers, I know what I got. Snag, I have...
Actually, Josh, you have a gold mine then.
Yeah, I think I have like three or four noob combo shirts. I bought every drop he had, except like that metal shirt that he had. So,
not your style?
Yeah, it just wasn't at the time, and now I feel stupid for not getting it. So, Snag, fuck you on your offer. I raise you two additional shirts for $20,000.
Oh, damn.
What you got, bitch? Huh? What's like a up?
$2,000 discount.
I also have my new combo hat. Do you have a new combo hat? Don't you do? Fuck you, Snag.
So aggressive tonight, man.
I try to be. I just want to say a joke. Do you think a noob could beat a pro in Husky Raid? How?
No.
Hold on. Well, honest question here, because I want to entertain this just for a second. Okay, just for a literal second. Not a literal second. Obviously, a little more than that. But I want to entertain this. Juan second. So, Will, you competed in the Husky Raid tournament that took place.
Yeah.
Okay. You play a decent amount of Husky Raid. Like you find it a good way to get XP, so on and so forth. What level of quote unquote noob are we talking here? Like, are we saying somebody who literally like just picked up the game? Then obviously the answer is no. But the weapons are random. So like, I understand the pros have inherent gun skill that nobody else has. Like, I completely understand that. But in the realm of random, and when here's the other question. When you say beat Dark Lord of Science, when you say beat, what does that mean? Like, are we saying like beat in a, like win a game? Are we saying like win a game? Because if we're saying win a game, then probably not. But if we're like saying like get a squad wipe, maybe get a flag cap or two, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility in Husky Raid. You know? I don't know. All you need to do is get a kill on a pro. Oh, absolutely. Again, I don't know what level of quote unquote noob we're talking about, but you can get a kill on anybody in Husky Raid. See, I would say you can get a kill on a pro in Husky Raid, depending upon your inherent skill level. I'm not like, if you're a bronze player, unless you get lucky with a rocket or something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm sorry. But if you're like, I mean, shit, if you're a diamond player, if you're high plat, I mean, fuck, you could get a kill on a pro player in Husky Raid. Just, it's the randomness of the weapons. If you spawn with rockets, if you literally just look down the fucking lane and just start shooting, you're bound to hit something. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
If it's just getting a kill, yeah.
Yeah, just getting a kill.
If you're talking like noobs versus pros, 4v4 in a Husky Raid map, that's no. Going to the pros all day.
Yeah, all day. All day. But if you're literally just expected to get a singular kill, you can absolutely make that happen. So you're saying a total... I'm not... Again, Dark Lord, we're asking what level of noob here. Because again, I said like a diamond to high... Like a high plat to diamond player could definitely get one. then we start going down the scale. Like, could a gold player get one? Well, I think that's kind of like the bar a little bit. Can a gold player get a kill on a pro in Husky Raid? Even a brand new player could get a kill on a pro? I don't know about that. I don't think a brand new player could get a kill on a pro. Like, Dark Lord decides. Have you seen bronze players play the game? I don't think they could. And this is no offense. Like, okay, I know I'm sounding like a fucking asshole, but like, if you're saying a brand new player, I don't think so. Yeah, Tyler, you bring up a good point. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Rockets, right? If you just sit in the lane and just start shooting. So anyway, I just started blasting. Like, that'd be it. That'd literally be you in the game going for it. All right, well, go ahead. I'm sorry. I entertained that for way too long.
Next up, I mean, we kind of have a short docket tonight, so all good. The big one, the LAN that took place, Titans Orlando LAN, put on by LVT and Titans. I don't know the other. Was it just Titans or was that like... No, sponsor? I don't know.
I think it was 2050.
I didn't pay enough attention.
I think it was 2050 Esports.
2050. Yeah, that's correct. Thank you.
I think so.
I should have picked up on that. I watched enough of it. My bad.
God damn it.
Anyway, the FFA. Top four places went to Dark Matter, Manny, Soulsnipe, and Gumplexion.
Yes, indeed.
In the 4v4, your top four. Fourth place went to Scion. This was, I'm going to mess up these names. Is it Uzi? And then it looks like another Uxie or something. X-U-Z, that could be Uzi as well. Reverb and Dark Matter. God,
I just love your pronunciation of these gamer tags. The best thing ever. Go ahead.
Second place. Shopify Rebellion. Oh, wait, I skipped third. Third place, Kraken, Leaderness, Gunplexion, Rhett, and Breaking Shot. Second went to Shopify Rebellion, Mental Suppressed, Cycle, and Soul Snipe. And then first was the free agents that weren't free agents but came together for this. GBX, Bound, Tusk, Legend, and Renegade.
They're free agents going into this so fast.
I don't know what other, like, I was trying to think of the word.
They're restricted free agents for this event specifically. They're restricted because they're still on their pro teams, but, you know, they're free agents for this one. Oh, my God. Verb says, Will doesn't care about pronouncing the names right on those cab drivers and plumbers. Holy moly. Whoa!
I am.
Fucking Verb coming in here hot.
That works.
Hey, Ash, welcome back. I gave you shit earlier. But real quick, Ash, I didn't actually give you shit, but I wanted to ask you a question since you are here. Will brought up a great point earlier when we talked about the addendum to the schedule of the Open Series leading into Atlanta. Are those Open Series on, like, are they doing the Sunday-Thursday thing again, or are they all on Saturday-Sundays? Do you know what the actual dates are? Fuck off, Shulnuff.
It ain't happening. No way.
I'm just excited for the series. Ash says Sunday, Thursday. Fuck. Mostly all of them are Sunday, Thursday. Okay. Thank you for the insight, Ash. Guys, shout out Ashman in the fucking chat, dude. What a legend. Just always a legend.
Yeah. Josh, did you watch the event at all?
I watched a little bit of it.
Yeah. It was good. It was decent. The grand finals took far too long for me.
That's what I heard.
I don't know. There may have been some like technical difficulties and whatnot, but, either way, GBX came from, or no. Yeah. I'm fucking switching these teams up. GBX went through winners. Shopify came through losers. Shopify reset the first bracket with four live fire maps because they did pick bands. And then, second best of seven, GBX took it home.
Real quick, I had to check out our Discord. Because Ashley made a post in the IRL channel.
Oh, gosh.
So, one, yes, Snag is actually hanging out with Ashley right now. They're drinking. They're getting some beers. Snag, I can't be mad at you because you're wearing your Pro Talk shirt. So, I can't be necessarily mad at you there.
That's fair.
But yep. I can be mad at that card because I think what that card says, I think it says, fuck you, Riz. And then I think in small font, it says, and Josh. I could be wrong there.
It's backwards, so I can't.
Right, it is backwards, but I think that's what it says. I might be wrong, but if Ashley or Snag are still here, can you guys enlighten me? I feel hurt if that's the case. Lobbies took forever to set up. It was Mickey Mouse production, like on average 15-minute wait between maps. Oh, that's unfortunate. That is unfortunate. On May 20th, Josh told me to fuck off. My life is complete. It's show enough. There you go. Like it's the, you know, welcome to the family. Welcome to the family. Ashley says, yes, fuck. All right. Riz, we're in the same camp now, man. We're in the same camp. This isn't fair. I don't appreciate this. All right. Real quick. So Will, the grand finals, it was a bracket reset that took place.
Yeah.
It was Shopify was coming from losers. GBX was on the winner's side. Shopify wins the first best of seven. Excuse me. Descended into a second best of seven. And then GBX kind of just won. After that, I will say now I know, like you said, there was a pick ban system that was in place for this. Right. And I said it in Discord as well. I've been trying to advocate for a pick ban system for a while now, considering the amount of maps and mode combinations that we have in competitive. I like the idea of having a pick ban system. The thing that I didn't like of what they did for this tournament was, I don't know what their rulings were, but the fact that we had live fire back to back to back in a best of seven. And not only that, but there was an additional instance of live fire. So there were four instances total of live fire in that first best of seven. It was like,
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. We didn't need game seven for that, but, there could have been another live fire map. There's gotta be something like once it's picked, it's out of the pool. Like if you don't want live fire King of the Hill, or maybe it's the, strongholds map or whatever, yeah. You know what I mean? Like it can't be both.
I agree. I think as soon as that map's been picked, I think you skip to a different map. Like that map is taken out of the rotation, or like it can be added as a game seven if needed. So like the first five are the, what they are. You don't have repeats in there. And then maybe you can introduce a repeat for six or seven, but like, I don't, Blackout says the crowd yearned for live fire. I don't care. I just look at it as an instance of, and I get it. Like there was no stakes for this event or anything like that. This was a grassroots LAN put on by LVT in 2050. Like it's great. That's awesome. Like Blackout, I think said that it was free entry as well. So anybody could show up and watch. Like that's really fucking cool. Love the amount of work and passion put into it. It's just, again, from a perspective of I've wanted a pick ban system for so long and I'd love to actually see it treated. And this is, I'm not trying to throw shade at LVT or anything like for putting on the event, but like I would have liked more respect being put on the pick ban system. Because then like we saw what LVT were doing with like, was it the Swiss format, Will?
Yeah.
And like they kept trying and they kept iterating and they kept like changing things up to make it the best format they possibly could make it because they believed in it. Right. And we heard it so 100%. We heard it so many times from Tools and the guys of like, we want this to be a viable format. We see how good this could be for the scene. I just wish they had that same mentality towards the pick ban system because maybe that could have shown a light on it and been like, hey, HCS, I know this is like fucking pipe dream, right? But like, hear me out. Maybe HCS looks at that and be like, huh, that actually did work out really well. So.
Yeah. I don't know what the context was about pick ban being implemented either. Like, was that decided from the start? Was it something the players were like, hey, let's do a pick ban. And they were like, cool. Yeah. Let's see how this works. You know what I mean? Like, was there much thought put into it?
Right. I don't know.
But that's kind of, that, you know, we'd have to talk to LVT or whoever was adminning and all that stuff.
Absolutely.
But the second best of seven was much better laid out. And yeah, I think it was cool. I like the idea of a pick ban, especially with how many maps and modes we have now. And it could work if implemented properly.
Automatic says pick and ban only works if there are more maps to choose from, in my opinion. There currently isn't enough. The only counterpoint that I have, Automatic, I agree to an extent. The part that I agree with is that there aren't enough map mode combinations. What I mean by that is we only have like two or three oddball maps in the game. Like in competitive, that is not enough. Like, and I get that they replaced Solitude Strongholds with Interference Strongholds because they wanted to be like a one-to-one, you replace the Strongholds with the Strongholds. But like, I think we have enough maps, and Automatic, you agree with this. Like, I think we have enough maps. I don't think we have enough map mode combinations to make it so it'd be viable. Yeah, so I agree with you. I agree with you, Automatic. It'd work better in best of five. I could see that. Halt says pick ban leads to four life. That's the thing, is that I don't think it was implemented correctly at the Orlando LAN. I don't. Like, I in my opinion, and what Will and I were talking about, like a true pick ban system would be like you pick the map for that mode, and then that map cannot be picked again. At least within that best of five. So that way you have a more of a wide swath of maps there, and you don't have a repeat like in game one and two or two and three or three or four, whatever. You know what I mean? There was no rules on map amounts. That's the problem. There needs to be. There needs to be. All right. Bracket and VODs for everything, for all the tournaments we talked about, are going to be in the Google Doc of the show notes of the show. And I want to close this out, Will, with some event thoughts from one of the attendees. It was Blackout, no less, who's in the chat right now as well. So Blackout sent me his report of attending the event live, and I wanted to get this because I thought it'd be good to obviously know what was good that happened, and then also things that could be improved, so on and so forth, so that way events just are better in the future. You know what I mean? So without further ado, here is what Blackout said. The good. So the biggest thing this weekend was definitely the games all throughout, the FFA and the 4v4s, extremely quality matches all throughout. If you're going to watch two series, he suggests watching the grand finals between Shopify and GBX and the lower bracket round one of Florida Men versus Cleveland Streamers, which was a reverse sweep. He says, I don't think I've seen more even matches that were a blast to watch. In addition, the snacks at the venue were extremely well priced, like $2 a Red Bull instead of $7 everywhere else in the arena. Also, a massive shout out to all the casters and production. They did a great job this weekend. The bad. The only negatives I have about the event are two things. The venue all weekend was extremely hot, although to the credit of the owners, they did put a large box fan in the main room, which helped a little. The other issue was the extremely numerous amount of crashes and dead time between matches due to issues with Halo, but that's nothing against the event itself, just should be brought up. Most of the long pauses on the stream were because of tech issues, and by Sunday the crowd was very low energy due to how many stops there were in the games. And then all right. Blackout, I'm not really going to read the ugly portion because that sticks to outside of the event, but it says overall, this is a very fun event. Being a grassroots LAN, Being a grassroots LAN really made everyone feel more connected. I was able to meet a lot of very nice people and had a great time watching some of the most competitively balanced Halo I've seen in a while. Would do it again. As long as I don't have any hotel issues. That was in the ugly portion that I did not read. It's also important to realize that this event was set up more for the competitors than the attendees, as it was more focused on the competition itself. I did find the format interesting, especially with the pick and ban system in the grand finals. I thought that was very cool, as well as the redemption bracket where the bottom teams from pools were able to play to get their entrance fee back. So that is genuinely very cool. We hear all the time, Will, a lot of the feedback given is like, a lot of these teams, they pay for travel, they pay for their team pass. Like, we're talking about a major, right? And you're competing in the open bracket. You pay for your team pass, you pay for travel, you pay to stay somewhere. and you get double first round and you're out of the tournament. So at the very least, I love the idea of having what Blackout was saying, that redemption bracket, to where the teams that were eliminated from pools, they were able to compete to try to earn their money back, like to compete. Like that's, I love that. It's a really cool addition. Good on them. And it sounds like the pick ban system was just for grand finals. At least based off what Blackout was saying. There were a lot of breaker flips too. Oh, that's unfortunate. So Blackout says, correct. Okay. So yeah, it sounds like the pick and ban system was only for the grand finals. Maybe it was just used as a way to spice things up, to make things fun. But again, still would have liked it implemented better. Hopefully if they do decide, I assume that they'll put on an event in the future. Hopefully if they decide to do that, I would love to see like an actual fully implemented pick ban system. And I'd really be curious to see how the pros feel about that. Like it actually fully implemented one, Will, where we talked about, you pick a map, that map is gone for that series or whatever it is. I would love to hear the pros' feedback on that. All right. Beth says, I semi-jokingly said I'd love it so that maybe we'd never have to watch Argyle again. And he said he didn't really think that there are any maps that would just never get picked. Like in Halo 5 with Solace. I think that's what it was called, the Torque remake. Oh my God, Torque.
Yeah, a Snakebite still mentioned wanting pick bans. That's what Beth was talking about.
Got it. Thank you for the clarification, Will.
Yeah.
I really do want to see it. Like automatic, I do fully agree with what you said. Maybe there isn't enough combinations for maps and modes yet to actually have it, which sucks. Because like on the outside looking in, if you're not paying attention to the scene, right, and you see the fucking amount of shit that teams have to scrim with, it's like, well, clearly it could work. But no, you're right. When you look at it, you know, when you actually analytically look at it, it's like, no, this probably wouldn't work out. But I would love to see it.
I think the way it has to work is like the modes would have to be laid out already.
Mm.
And then you ban the maps.
Yeah, I agree.
And we would technically need one more oddball map.
Yes.
To then make it a fair, if oddball's in the grand finals or whatever. You need one more oddball map so that each team can ban a map.
I agree. Because typically what we have, I mean, it's in a best of five, it's three objectives and two slayers.
Yep.
And then you just have to, and I assume you would want, you wouldn't necessarily want to double up on objectives.
Right. I mean, what do we have? King, ball, flag.
Strongholds. Yeah.
So at least in a best of seven, one of each gets played.
Yeah. So I would, yeah, that's, you're right. We need another oddball map. And it's something we've seen so much now online is like, why don't we have another oddball map? So I'd be very curious about that. And I want to see a pick ban system. I think it would lead to, I love the idea that, because Tashi said a long time ago, and I agree with this sentiment, is that yes, we have a lot that people need to scrim, but he wants these teams to be proficient at everything, or like try to be proficient at everything. They're pros for a reason. You're going to you're going to have the map modes that you're great at. You're going to have the map modes that you're not so great at. But the point is you're working on getting better at everything. And I just love the idea of playing that mental game with the team you're playing against, Will. We're like, oh, I know you're really good at Lifefire Strongholds, so I'm going to take that away from you. And then the other team's like, well, I know you're really good at this, I'm going to take this away from you. Let's see how well you do when you play against one of your worst ones. Like, I love that mental game that these teams can play with each other in that pick ban system. Like, you see it in so many other esports titles as well. So I just think it'd be really cool if we saw something like that implemented in Halo at some point in time, whether it be Infinite or a game in the future. I don't know.
Yeah. And like we said, everyone's saying the types were set, they picked the maps. You have to add in, like we said before, once a map is picked, it's out.
Exactly.
And then if in a 7-game series, I could see like the maps getting reset for the last objective and the last slayer.
Correct.
Yeah.
As long as you're not having repeats, or like I said, in a best of five, it's way easier to have like the pick band system because you have three objectives and two slayers, and we already have four objective modes to choose from. So in my opinion, it's way easier to best of five. We're in a best of seven. Like, yes, it'd be a little more difficult, but at that point I would be more fine with like your best of five. Once a map is picked, that map is out. But then for games six and seven, you could reintroduce those maps back as long as they're not back to back. That's what I'd say. You Snowfire in one of the time. Oh my God, Pharaoh. No.
That would have been funny.
It would have been funny, but no. All right. Will, thank you very much for going through that. Again, shout out LVT and 2050 for putting on the LAN in the first place. And I'm glad that people had fun that were able to attend. Technical difficulties and like electronic issues suck. That is unfortunate, but it sounds like they were doing the best with what they could. So I can't fault them for that. And hopefully the next event that they decide to put on is better. And again, I would love to see a pick band system in place. A proper one. Will, it's time for the regular news. Cannon fodder in Zane in the membrane. It's by 343. It's an article. You can go read it or don't. That's up to you. That's it for the regular news. It's time for Guys Watch. Hey, Will.
We still suck.
I don't want to throw an I was right out there, but you know, like,
hey, it's you don't have to go off with the I was right, because like, it's not like a hot take that we are shit.
Oh no, it's definitely not, dude.
You know?
But so fuck. Let's tell the folks at home, the major three for the Call of Duty League took place. This was in Toronto, as a matter of fact. So the Toronto Ultra were quote unquote hosting this event. Shout out Martin Ohms. He was there. Shout out Bittersweet. She was there as well. The major three results. So I think we need to talk about the good here first. Optic swept Toronto in the grand finals to win. This was the thing that they've been working towards all year. I realistically speaking, Will, I know roster changes took place, but like, this is the thing that they've been working for the past couple of years, is what it feels like. Finally getting a win under their belt again. So congratulations to them. They beat the home team in a sweep. That's not an easy thing to do, especially, and again, this is nothing against Ultra. They are very good. They are a very, very fucking good team.
They knocked Optic to the loser's bracket.
Yes, they did.
Earlier in the tournament. So.
In a 3-1. So not only did Optic lose to Ultra and winners, Optic had to then make the loser's bracket run, eliminating Miami, which they're not that good, so whatever. Eliminating the Subliners, who are last year's world champions. Eliminating FaZe, as a matter of fact, as well. And then, of course, beating Ultra in that grand final in a sweep. That, hats off to them, man. They fucking killed it. They absolutely killed it. But now we need to talk about a team that did not kill it. Or they did kill it. They killed their chances of getting any further in the fucking tournament. The Minnesota Rocker were eliminated by the Seattle Surge 3-1 in losers round one. The Rocker are fucking awful. Just throw that out there. So
we've hit irrelevant status at this point.
Oh yeah, it feels like we're Paris Legion fucking 2 years 2.0. ago, you know. It literally, that's what it feels like. That's what it genuinely feels like. So whatever. I mean, we're not, here's the thing too, is that we focus on the Halo scene because that's what we research a lot more of, that's what we pay a lot more attention to. But like, so while we're not in the fucking rooms about meetings on who to pick up and who to drop in terms of the Rocker, like, Will, you and I looked at the moves that they were making. We're like, why the fuck are you doing that? It's just,
well, wasn't there talks of V1 being bought out? And I know that
they did.
Yeah.
By G2, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, and I believe the old, I shouldn't say old, the previous, like, general manager, the person who was putting the teams together, is no longer there.
I don't think so.
So, I don't know. This maybe things are in limbo a little bit, is my, or like, just, I don't know.
I don't know either. All I know is that we're
not. A lot of questionable decisions. That's all I'll say.
We're just not very good anymore. Well, then again, we haven't really been great. I'll just say, like, we're not in that middle of the pack status anymore. We just not.
Yeah. We've gone from, you know, McLaren to Williams. Any F1 fans out there?
Jesus Christ. That's a. Wow. How's Haas doing?
You know, same area.
Perfect. Wonderful. Fuck. All right.
Poor Gunther.
That's it for Cotton of the Games Watch. And that nightmare. Congratulations, Optic. You guys killed it. You guys earned that shit. Again, what a legendary run throughout that tournament as well. You beat. Because it's one thing, Will, we talk about this in Halo, right? We talk about this in Halo terms. Sometimes the bracket fucks you. Sometimes the bracket works for you, right? Optic had to do everything to win this tournament. They beat the other three best teams in the world to win. Like, and it was in back-to-back-to-back series as well, where one loss would send them home. So that needs to be commended more. Like, yes, they swept Ultra in the grand finals. That's awesome. That's huge. But the way you went about getting there is even fucking crazier. So again, congratulations to Optic. We've seen countless times how a team may have a kind of a cakewalk going into the grand finals in a Halo tournament versus a team really having to battle their way in there and win. And Optic did everything they needed to do, and they executed it flawlessly. So, congratulations to them. It's time for Will's Adventures of the Nailovers and Other Games Too! Will, what did you play over the last week?
I played Halo Infinite. Yeah. A lot of grinding. Too much grinding, maybe. Is there a such thing? I don't know. Still going for career rank to get that, to get to hero. I'm at the point where it's like 130 grand XP for a one level, and it's exhausting. Yeah. Been playing ranked still. I actually matched against Joey.
Oh, shit.
Which I thought was hilarious.
That is hilarious.
And then, one of his teammates left, so, you know, obviously we won. But it was before flag cap took place. And I'm just going to hold it over his head that it was on Forbidden. He body shot me with a snipe, so I'm one shot. He is in our hut, and I just start, like, dipsy doodling. And I just broke his ankle so many times. I kept getting away, and he'd snipe me again in the body. He's just going to hit a headshot because, come on, Joey, what do you fuck? Learn to aim better. And then I would just get away again, and then just like I was just running circles around him, and I was just laughing my ass off the whole time. It was fun.
That's amazing.
But yeah, indulging Hult's octotoxicity. Yeah, she likes to throw hands and get people in octagons, and then joined Ashley for a crazy octagon where we had like 9 people in there.
Holy shit.
You could literally just sit in your spawn and someone would spawn in front of you, backsmack. Someone would spawn in front of you, backsmack. Shoot your gun a little bit. Someone spawns in front of you, backsmack. Like, it was insane. It was too much. But it was fun at the same time.
Hell yeah.
Oh yeah, Riz was playing inverted in that Octo too. That was
how? Oh, is that why he tried to fuck us up with the controls during the playdate?
This was, we did this after the play.
Oh, okay. So he just wanted to be feisty.
I guess so. Yeah. Well, Riz was the highest ranked player in our lobbies. We're like, Riz, you're going to fuck us all up. So you play inverted for this one octagon. And he did. It was awesome.
Oh my God. Trash Panda asks, what's the rationale to not have bracket reset in COD? Ultra beat them in the winner's bracket. No. Yes. That's been a hotly contested topic for a while now.
I was going to say, isn't the advantage, they have pick ban system in COD, right? So Doesn't the winning team get the advantage in the pick bans?
Correct. I believe that is correct. But yes, there is the discourse. There is the discussion piece of well, why not? You know, other esports have a bracket reset type deal. It is the way that it is. I wish I had a better answer for you, but I think you summed it up perfectly, is that there is an advantage coming from winners. But yeah, it is just this, it's a singular best of seven, and there you go. So, but yeah, real quick, I just want to touch on one thing because yes, Blackout Rocker did get fourth at the first major this year. The first major was in Boston. The second was in Miami. The third was in Toronto. They got fourth in the first major, but the bracket helped them. The only team of note that they beat was in winners round one, which is against the Subliners, who were not playing well. Like, they got eliminated immediately from the tournament. The other team that they beat in losers was the Gorillas. And then they lost immediately to one of the top teams. So, it is what it is. Josh is taking wins away from team. How am I taking wins away? They beat the Subliners, who were not very good at that time in the year. And then they beat an LAG team who was not good at all.
And then we ran into FaZe.
And then we ran into a good team and lost. And then go to last major. Look at how poor we did. Look at this major. Look at how poor we did. Never going to take a win away from a team. But I'm not. You can't compare fucking LAG to Atlanta FaZe. Like, what are we doing? Come on now. Jesus. They think it's too complicated to explain that to people since they claim to be so focused on bringing in new viewers. It's one of the things that I wish Halo had, as a matter of fact. Like, I wish Halo had and they did this. They actually did do this. It might have been during Halo 5 broadcasts, where they would provide a short explainer as to what the mode was, or things to look out for on the map and so on. I know we have fly-throughs and whatnot before a match begins, but one of the things that I appreciated was, I just wish we had more of an HCS primer series, you know what I mean? Because that would help the new viewers coming in and being like, oh, this is what this mode means. Oh, this is the things that to look out on this map. These are what these callouts are that are prevalent on this map. This is what a grand finals reset is. This is why it's called the elimination bracket. I know these things are very simple to grasp for players and viewers that have been paying attention for a while, but for the new viewers out there, it could be beneficial. So I'd like to see something like that. Riz says Dota does that very well. Yeah, they have the thing that I love about Dota, and Dota's huge, but the thing that I love about Dota, and I've shouted it out on the show in the past, they have a new viewer stream for the international. Like, the International is one of the biggest esports tournaments in the world. Happens every year. And what I love about what they do is they have their primary casting talent on the mainstream, right? They're the ones that are the ones that primarily do these things. The veterans go to watch them, so on and so forth. But what I love what they do is that they have a fucking new viewer stream as well, where they... this is going to sound bad, but they dumb things down for a way for new viewers to go in and watch it, and they have a better understanding of what's taking place in the map. I fucking love that. I love that idea. It's so cool. I just love that. I love trying to expand and broaden the scene to bring people in, give them their outlet to start getting into it. And then when they're ready to bump themselves up to the next level of the stream, where there's more technical aspects to it, they can jump into that one. I love that idea. Real quick, I played Halo Infinite as well. Will, we played the community playdate. That was fucking insane and hilarious and frustrating at times, but it was all in good fun.
So many crazy modes, man.
There were. For those who, we'll shout out those who join in the playdate in a minute, but if you did not join and you want to know what we did, typically what we do with the playdates, actually, let's just give a heads up for the folks that may be new here. If you're not already part of the Discord, you should join. Will shout it out later on in the show. Also, exclamation point Discord in the chat or exclamation point Linktree. It's all there. Since we do the show back on Mondays now, Wednesdays, Will might be putting on Wednesday 8s. So a little bit more sweaty, but still keeping things nice, right? We're not assholes or anything like that. Yes, everybody's trying to win, but it's all in good fun, okay? It's all in good fun. And then on Fridays, we try to put on a playdate where typically we do like some goofy customs, like some mini games and stuff like that, just as a way to wind down after the week. This last community playdate, I'm like, you know what? We have a good amount of folks here. I'm just going to go down the list of people that are in the chat, and I'm going to have each person pick a different aspect to change for that game. So, like, we had ones where we'd run super fast, have low gravity. Will, you had the fucking bulldog as the primary or whatever, and then we had a random secondary weapon. We moved super fucking slow, but we could thrust. We played on the bit, and we had everything cranked up to 11, and so people were just zooming around the bit.
Yeah, you couldn't jump, but, man, could you run?
Man, could you run? So it was a really cool, just fun way to do something different instead of the mini game traditional stuff that we typically do. So if you're interested in joining up in eights or the community playdates, be in the Discord, please. It's free. And like I said, we'll shout it out in a minute as well. I played some more Fortnite for a little bit and lost every game, but still had some fun. The chains of chaos or the chains of whatever the fuck they're called, are incredibly overpowered, and it's unfortunate when you get killed by them. But I will say, Will, I was playing with Pancakes, and they reintroduced like some of the Star Wars stuff.
Oh, nice.
So in one of the games, we befriended Chewie. So like he was fighting some stormtroopers, and it was like just a weird little event thing. And okay. So we went to go help him. We killed the stormtroopers and he immediately just joined us. And we're like, this is weird. And so he would fight with us and whatnot. And he would like ping weapons and ammo on the ground for us to pick up. I'm like, Chewie, you're just amazing.
That's awesome, dude.
And then
I love that.
The other thing that was fucking crazy, Will, is we were just running around the outskirts of the map because there was one little section I hadn't uncovered yet. And we saw this like red beam, like in the air, like in the sky, like coming down. And we're like, oh, we wonder if like that's like a shrine or something or whatever. So we went to go run up to it. And walking with stormtroopers at his side was Darth Vader.
Oh, shit.
Just walking up. And we're like, do we engage or do we not engage? So we decided.
You had to have engaged.
Well, here's the thing. We decided. Please tell me. We did, but we decided not to at first. So he was kind of powerful, obviously. So we hit a jump pad and we fly away. The next thing I see is I turn around, Daquan's behind me, and Vader is just zooming to us. And I'm like, wait. We have another broken thing in this game. It's called water bending because the bending scrolls are still in it from the Avatar event. Water bending is incredibly broken. Both Pancakes and I both had waterbending, and we just fucking waterbended the shit out of him and killed him, and he drops his lightsaber. Yeah. So it's just a really cool, like, Fortnite's fun, guys. No build modes, the shit. Go play Fortnite, or don't. That's fine, too. Played some more Onslaught and Destiny 2, just trying to get those brave weapons leading up to the final shape, and then played some more of the Crew Motorsport. because I like a good old arcade racer, and that one's scratching that itch for me right now. And that's all I played.
All right.
Let's get into some shout-outs. Happy birthday today to L-Town. Happy birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to Vetoed and Wonder Boy. Shout out to everyone who joined in the community playdate. This includes All and Juan. Juan deserves a very special shout out here. Because, Will, you're aware, I believe, that he was in studio.
Oh, yeah.
During the playdate. if anybody wants to go back, you should. People should go back and watch All in Juan's stream from the community playdate, because he fucking placed himself in this chair on his stream. So like
it was great.
It was genuinely fucking hilarious. So go check that out.
Yeah. I was streaming myself, and John comes into chat and was like, "You need to open Juan's stream right now." And I'm like,
"Oh my God,
what? Okay." And I'm like, "Oh my God, he's there."
It was so funny. It was so genuinely funny.
Fucking great.
Other shout outs go to Ashley, Bart, John, Halt, High Tech Redneck, Search, Rasta, and Riz. Thank you so very much for joining us for the playdate. Hope you guys had a fun time. And thank you all for your suggestions for the insanity and stupidity that we all played that night. And I meant what I said, because while there will not be a quote-unquote official playdate this Friday, I want you all to keep your note ideas down as to what you'd like to see, like for wacky shit that we'd play during the playdate. So do that. What's up, Prep and Swag? So this is Monday shit takes getting used to. What's up, gentlemen? We always used to be Monday. We only did Wednesday for a short time because my wife had a class that she had to take. Yeah, so it was like,
what, three-ish, four-ish months?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, three-ish, four-ish months out of over 6 years. So, yeah, welcome back.
Drop in the bucket compared.
It is, literally, yeah. Shout out to everyone who followed and subbed during the live show. That includes Vamped, Relotron, Bart, Bandos. Thank you all for the follow. Welcome. Thank you all very much for the follows. Greatly appreciated. And then Bart with the 3 month resub, Blackout with the 6 month resub, and Shell with the 3 month resub. You all get a woo! Thank you very much for the resubs, and Daddy with the bit, as always. Preppin says, I found you guys in those 4 months.
Well, then it was perfect.
And
it was meant to be.
And now you found us again. At our regularly scheduled program time of Mondays around 7 p.m. Central. You're here. You made it. And now the best part is, Preppin, is that you're not going to forget now. And if you do, I'll make Will come for you. And I don't mean like,
I have a very special set of skills.
No, Will. I don't mean
go down that path.
Well, I don't mean like go get him. I mean like I'm gonna make you come for him. All right?
Too far.
Is it though? Ultraman, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show.
Huh? Yeah.
Guys, stop. I just said coming. You guys are fucking weird. Why are you making this weird? You guys are fucking gross, dude. Awkward. This is a family-friendly show. What are we talking about? And then shout out to everyone who's a patron, the semi-pro and higher tiers. That includes Hardy, Class, Bart, Blackout, Barnaby Jones, Remedy Boots, Head Honcho, Watsy, Dakota, Christian, D Pancakes, Ashley, Voodoo Rasta Monkey Jr., Ricky Der, Stagu, Raider, Hater, Peanut Mud, One Swell, Danny Phantom, Riz, Zarn, Obby, Dan, Mr. Smiley, High Tech, Redneck, Goalie, Sniper, The Only Neve, Heavy Rain, Falling to Land in our board. Thank you very much for the extra support over on the Patreon. And let me just say this right now. If you guys, I'm sending the video to Will tonight to edit, okay? If you're already a subscriber at the pro and higher tiers, so the $10 and up tier, the Next episode of Pro Talk Plays that you're going to receive, I am forewarning you right now, is going to be the dumbest video you've ever seen in your entire life. I mean that. You can take that one of two ways. You can take that as, man, that's $10 well spent. Or you can take that as, why the fuck did I decide to give these guys 10 bucks for this shit? So just stay tuned for that. Thank you very much, Ultraman. We're doing great. How are you doing? Yeah. Are you playing Big Kitty Little City? That game slaps. No, I am not. No, I did not. I'll say this. I've never felt more stupid playing a video game.
Oh no.
Than what I played. And I also had some of the most stupid fun I had in a video game. And again, the dumbest way possible. I know I'm building this up a lot, but I swear, Will, you know what I decided to do for this. I didn't tell you what I played, but you know what I decided to do for this. I almost skipped it. I was very close to skipping it because I'm like, there's no way I could make an hour out of this. And then I did. So.
All right.
Ultraman, I can't wait. I can't wait either for you to see it because it's stupid. Ultraman, I hope you have a great night. And, you know, bed sounds wonderful. Just wonderful.
I'm tired myself.
Yes. DM Dubs. Thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show. Daddy says, she's like, are you FaceTiming them? What the hell? I said, Jesus, Neil, why don't I do that? Daddy, we appreciate you being here. Tell Nia that you can FaceTime us anytime.
Especially if you're in the shower.
Will's coming.
I'm already coming, so, you know.
Guys, Will's already coming. You fucking sickos. All right, Will, that's all I got.
Oh, great.
Actually, no, it's not. Community Creations, Halo memes every day. Reddit.com/r/Halo memes. Go check it out. And then Optic Gaming's Dual Threat Formal by Tide Leader. Go check that video out as well. That's all I got, Will. Therefore, if you would do me a favor and plug the show.
As Josh mentioned, we have our Patreon. Some different tiers at different values give you different content. If you want some extra content from us, go check out patreon.com/HTSProTalk. And as always, you can find us on your favorite podcast services. Just search for HTS Pro Talk. We are on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, and others like Josh's favorite.
Pocket Cast, still not mad.
Maybe someday. Maybe. Linktree. We have a Linktree. Linktree, or it's like linktr.ee/HTSProTalk, where you'll find links to our Discord, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok, and our merch. Go check it out. Easy.
Go check it out. We are there.
Also, I have to mention the incredible work by All in One doing our short content. That's also up on YouTube, TikTok, and wherever else it goes.
Everywhere.
He runs it. He's amazing. Go check it out. And then if you go to hdsprotalk.com, that doesn't really, I mean, it kind of exists, but it's not. It's hosted on HaloEvolve.co.
It's not like Noob Combo. You're home for Halo.
Because we partner with the fine folks over at Podcast Evolved. Go check out their great shows such as Podcast Evolved, Mission Debrief, Halo TV Plus, Book Club, Build With Blocks, Halo Headlines, and Halo Gear Guide. Available for your consumption and enjoyment.
NoobCombo.com.
Sorry, Will. Go ahead.
It's dead. Anyway.
Oh, no. Man, if you ever watch this film, like, man, fuck these guys, dude.
Poor Noob Combo, man. Like,
oh, trust me. I'm still mad about it. It's hard. It's a hard life out here for a fucking person making show notes every week, trying to find when tournaments are taking place. And Noob Combo doesn't exist.
Even harder for those tournaments.
I do. It fucking blows. Oh. If only there was a place where these lived. Fucking Maddie. God damn it. Anything else, Will?
No, that's it. That's all I got, man.
All right. Will, do you want to know what's on next week's episode of the show?
Sure.
On the next episode of this fucking thing, we have... Well, was that not good enough? You want something different?
No, it's great.
On the greatest Halo podcast of all time, we have our HCS London major preview.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. We're going to break down the pools. We're going to provide our probably always wrong predictions.
I'm like over giving predictions because I don't know.
It's okay. I am very much looking forward to it. I'm very excited for this event. I'm very, very excited for this event. So stay tuned to our preview. That's going to be live next week, Monday, 7 p.m. Central. Don't miss it. It's going to be fucking rad. And you guys can provide your predictions as well. Join in the conversation as always. Like Will said, join the Discord if you haven't already. And stay tuned. Ultraman says, will Optic win both in COD and Halo? Hey, who knows? It could happen. Jay Hills, thank you for the follow. Welcome to the live show. So yeah, like I said, really fucking excited for next week's show. Preview shows are some of my favorites, along with the post shows that we do for events. So stay tuned for those. Cannot fucking wait. I know that folks have asked, are we going to do an after party stream or after party streams for London? I cannot say whether or not we're doing them. It's more so looking like no, because we don't know the start end times. And we know that, you know, the time zone in London is very different from that in Central. So it could be very difficult. So we'll just have to wait and see. So stay tuned for that. Watsy, that's understandable. But like I said, we'll break it all down next week. Stay tuned. Very excited for it. Guys, this is going to do it for us. That's going to do it for episode 340 of HCS Pro Talk. To those that are watching live, thank you for doing so. Hope you guys had fun. For those that are tuning in via their favorite audio podcast service and or YouTube, thank you as well. It's greatly appreciated. I know I said it before, and I'll say it again. If you have not watched the Dan Gaskin interview yet, please do so. It's linked at the top of the show notes, ! Show notes in the chat if you're watching live, or you can check it out in the description of the audio service or YouTube. It'll be there for you as well. It was a great chat. Will, Gaskin loves Star Wars probably as much as you.
Hell yeah.
So he included a nice fun fact in there. And yeah, it's a great time.
That's awesome.
Holt says, go watch basketball, nerds. There's no game right now, I don't think.
Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Well, Wednesday for us. I think tomorrow for the Pacers Celtics.
I don't care about those other teams. I'm just kidding.
Jesus Christ. I think Pacers Celtics starts tomorrow.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
They're.
Yeah. Yeah, Beth, he does not like Reach. Yeah, that's the best part. Will, I was able to get a different answer for the worst Halo game than fucking Halo 4.
Wow.
Yeah, never thought that happened. And I even said it. I'm like, I never get anything other than Halo 4, so I don't expect you to say anything different. But like, yeah, he said Reach. So there's a little preview for you. Go check it out.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's going to do it for episode 340 of HCS Pro Talk. Thank you so very much for watching. Thank you so very much for listening. We'll be back next week to talk about our HCS London major preview. It's going to be a great time. I can't fucking wait. Will can't fucking wait. We'll see you next week. But until then, motherfuckers, bye-bye! Hey, Will.
Yeah.
I'm gonna hit him with the mind freak!